My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Joe Shane, Brian Daboll, joint presser after setting the 53-man roster for the Giants. Now that the season is upon us, I guess time to put Shane on the spot a little bit.
You know, John Mara talked earlier to us in camp. He said, you know, I want to see significant improvement. So what, like, how do you measure that? What does that look like to you this season?
Yeah, you guys asked him. You guys had a chance to talk to him. He said significant improvement. So you guys talked to the most important person.
Well, what does that mean to you? Did you guys have conversations?
Yeah, again, Dave's not going to approach his job without not saying we want to go out and win.
So we're not putting ourselves in these spots and all these hours to make asses out of ourselves.
So that's why we do all the work, not to come up here and not win games. So that's always going to be the goal. I don't understand. I get the question, but the goal is to win games, always.
Kind of caught himself there. I don't understand. Well, I get the question. He clearly was not a fan of the question.
I just feel like we've been, and the media is doing their job because the Giants haven't given us a whole lot, obviously, over the last 10 years or so, but it seems like it's the same questions every single year. Like, and that can go for the Yankees, too. You also feel like they get asked that question, too. What's a successful season? For Derek Jeter, it was always World Series championship or it's a failure. Whereas I don't really know that I hear that anymore, but it's the same thing. Just win games. If I was the one up there, I would sit there and say, if we don't make the playoffs, this is a failure. And I think that's fair.
If you were Shane, you would have said that?
Yeah. If we're not a playoff team, then it's a failure of a season. Like, what else are we doing here?
Well, I think they're just trying to save themselves.
Yeah.
In case
you can save yourself, but I if the goal is not, I'm not going to sit here and say a Super Bowl championship. That's the goal for everybody, obviously. But you got to get to the postseason first before you can try and take that step. And if you're not focused on that, then what's the point?
Yeah, but I also think they understand what they have, right? Like, you lost Saquon Barkley, right? You have three quarterbacks. Daniel Jones is an enigma at this point. You have Drew Locke and you have Tommy DeVito. Two spots right now that you need them. You need from the offensive side. Mm-hmm. You need those positions to be successful. If you feel like you lack confidence in that regard, then you're not going to go out and say that, like, well, we got to get to the second round of playoffs, because you know you may stub your toe along the way, and then the media market, in which we just talked about, is going to chew your head off.
Yep.
So they said, I'm not going to give you nothing. We'll see how it happens, and when we get there, then we'll tap ourselves on the shoulder.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
Now, I'm not going to feed you things, and then, because we know if Joe and Daboll go out there and be like, listen, it's playoffs a bust, and we get to December and they're barely hanging on.
They're
going to get buried.
Well, they're going to get buried either way.
It's different if you set the table.
I guess to me that's if I'm a fan, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear that my team is confident that they should be a playoff team, and if we don't get there, we failed. It doesn't mean you should fire us and we're not making progress. Like, if they're 8-8 going into week 17 and they lose and they don't make the playoffs because of that, but you had a season, yeah, you failed. All right, let's go. Let's take the next step next year.
Yeah, but
now.
You also look at that team last year that was hard to watch on TV.
That was.
As you're not dealing with a culture.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it's different if you have a culture like, no, this team will find its way. They have a history of rebounding through the season. That wasn't the case for the Giants under Daboll last year. It was the fact that Daboll would look like he was pissed off. Like, if he could have fired the whole team, he would have. But they kind of just, they trickled through the season. Everybody's like, all right, well, the draft is coming up. Sorry, Saquon. So they're still kind of figuring out who they are and what they are. The strength, like we mentioned yesterday, the strength of the team will be on the defensive side, led by Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence. But outside of offensively, they still got they got some things they got to figure out to answer.
And as we saw in Hard Knocks, the true reality of how they feel about their quarterback room.
Very true.
So
they should have a pissed off quarterback.
Yes, but I think they...
And last time we saw
Shane
that.
And Shane don't want to back themselves in a corner with a quarterback that they obviously don't have a ton of confidence in right now, despite what they might say publicly about.
No, but you know what? As we're talking, there's the scapegoat. If you're not good enough and you don't make it, you move on from him.
Yeah, to be honest, I thought one of the big... losing Saquon was tough, but letting go of Tyrod Taylor, I thought was... That was like, man, if I would have held on to somebody, just from a safety net standpoint, it would have been Tyrod Taylor.
Let me give you one Daniel Jones before I go, just because we're talking about him. So they tried to talk stats with him. Can he throw some more touchdown passes maybe this season? It's not really been his thing so far in the league. Assuming health, maybe some new career highs. But as we've come to expect from Jones, he doesn't bite when it comes to those type of questions.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been a big stats guy or numbers guy, but...
you know what it means.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, touchdowns are good.
I know what it means. We're trying to score a lot of touchdowns. We're trying to throw them. We're trying to run them. We're trying to score a lot of points.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.